Okay, we are here at Sarah Wyant's Lake House here. We just had a great concert with Michael Peterson on behalf of the Farm Foundation. And tell us a little bit about how we came to have this concert here, Sarah.
Well, Cindy, you know, we always like to contribute to the National Association of Farm Broadcasters, and Gene Hemphill with New Holland offered a chance to buy a concert with Michael Peterson, and it just seemed like too good of an opportunity to turn up. But Gene offered that if we did so, we should also turn it into yet another Farm Foundation event, and I'm chair of the Farm Foundation, and I just thought it made perfect sense because Michael is a great contributor to agriculture and rural America.
I want to thank you on behalf of all the wonderful people here that this was a beautiful event. Thank you so much. Mr. Johnson.
Cindy.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
So, Alan, a lot of people out there know you, but tell us a little bit about your background. What are you doing right now?
All right, I work
besides being the husband of Sarah Wyant.
Yeah, I'm the husband of Sarah Wyant. That's what I am tonight. But, no, I work for Undersecretary Doerr, the Undersecretary for Rural Development at the Department of Agriculture. Known as his senior advisor, and so I do special project kind of work for him, outreach kind of work for rural development at USDA. So.
And you've been involved as part of National Association for Farm Broadcasters. A lot of farm broadcasters known you for a long time. And this event here tonight, here at your lovely lake home, has been on behalf of the Farm Foundation. It also benefited the National Association of Farm Broadcasters Foundation. What do you think about it? Why'd you do this?
Oh, that was terrific. No, it was really my wife's decision. We were we always go to the charity auction at the Farm Broadcaster Convention in Kansas City. And we generally buy one of Ron Clausen's prints up out of South Dakota. But Sarah said, hey, we have no more walls left. Let's see what else we can bid on. And saw that Gene Hemphill from New Holland had put up for auction a Michael Peterson concert. And Sarah poked me in the ribs and said, gee, should we do this? And we did. And then we tried to figure out where would be the right venue. We looked at Washington. We looked at Chicago. And it just made good sense to do it here at the lake in Missouri and invite a lot of our industry friends and our neighbors. And it's just been a spectacular evening.
It has been. And thank you so much, Alan. It's been a great evening. Talking to just a couple of people who are here at Sarah's event. And this is Gary Niemeyer. Gary, where are you from?
Well, Cindy, I am from Auburn, Illinois, originally. And I'm still farming. That's a thing I've done my whole life. And I'm trying to make it better for every corn grower in the United States to grow corn so we can make more ethanol, so we can have more energy, so we can feed food and fuel for the whole world.
Now, why are you here from Auburn, Illinois, here at the Lake of the Ozarks?
Two reasons. One, my best friend, Doug Wilson, who was president of Illinois Corn Growers prior to me. Doug is now rural development chairman in the state of Illinois, the director of rural development, and he knows Al. And I ran across Al, and I've known Sarah for a long time. And
we're all here, and we had a great time. What did you think about Michael's concert?
It was fantastic.
It was just
awesome. He did
awesome.
So great.
With me is Ken McCauley. Ken, are you still president of Corn Growers, or are you past president at this point?
I'm chairman right
chairman,
now. Chairman whatever. Of the Corn Growers is a very good place to be. I'm the backstop. There's no shortage of issues, Cindy. You know that.
Well, that's for sure. Now, we have been here, spent a beautiful evening at Sarah Wyant's place on Lake of the Ozarks in Camdenton, Missouri. And you came all the way down from Kansas to take part in this event. What did you think about it?
It was great. Sarah and Al just did a great job supporting agriculture, and so does the Farm Foundation. It was just an awesome event. Michael Peterson did a great job. I don't think I've ever been to a personal concert. And there was the beautiful setting. Weather was great. You know, all the things that are going on, it's just really nice to relax a little bit and enjoy things.
It feels good. Gene Hemphill, why did you sponsor this event? This is the second year that New Holland has put Michael Peterson up for auction at the National Association of Farm Broadcasters. Why do you do this? Why has this been beneficial for you, for NAFB Foundation, and for Michael, and for everybody?
Well, it's proven very successful. It's helped the FFA in Wisconsin when the Wisconsin station up in Madison donated their concert to their FFA state convention. The Farmers Union bought it at the auction and dedicated it to their national convention. Sarah and Alan, sitting in the audience in the auction last November, dedicated it to a nice lakeside party for the Farm Foundation. I like to do things that do multiple results, and this always seems to do multiple results for a lot of very good causes.
And you've been a member of the NAFB Foundation for many years, and we're going to do this again next year, right?
Certainly.
Absolutely. All right. Thanks a lot, Gene. Michael, just tell me a little bit about this. This is the second year you've done this. What do you think about helping to benefit the NAFB auction and all these other groups, FFA and Farm Foundation, NFU? You've helped a lot of groups with just a couple of concerts.
Well, you know, it's interesting metaphor about rain, you know. a lot of individual raindrops go together to make a river. And that river fuels a lot of our energy needs in the nation and feeds a lot of people. And that's agriculture. And I can't think of a more strategically important place to invest my time and talents right now in our nation than agriculture. So thanks to you guys for allowing the opportunity for the word to get out about what we're doing. And thank you for the contribution you're making.
Well, thank you, Michael. It was a beautiful concert, a beautiful night. And you were great. The venue was great. It's been awesome. Thanks a lot, Michael.